On the live line with us is Doug Bosco, congressman for quite a long while, 1983 to 1991, California congressman and former congressman. I'm glad to have you with us, Doug.
Thank you, Pat. Happy to be here.
And we've been talking about it. Well, we've been talking about it for months. And word came out last week that a state investigation found that staff abandoned the residents of senior care homes during the October wildfires. Now the process has begun to pull the licenses of Santa Rosa care homes owned by Oakmont Senior Living. And the Oakmont Senior Living folks deny any wrongdoing and, in fact, has 15 days to file an appeal to that ruling. You are one of the few people, Doug, who are standing up and saying they did okay during the fires.
Well, Pat, my mother, during the last 3 years of her life, stayed at Villa Capri, and she was extremely happy there. The staff was very attentive and loving to her. And during that time, I got to know many of the staff and the management. And It really disturbed me that I see them sort of being blamed for everything. And I asked myself, why is anybody being blamed? I mean, 66 elderly people, half of whom had dementia, many of whom had wheelchairs, walkers, hard of hearing, slow to move around. Every single one of those people was rescued. Every single one, without being harmed at all, was brought to safety.
But that is generally because of their families and first responders who came in to rescue those folks, Doug, and not necessarily the staffing of those residential facilities.
First of all, 911 was called, and they were told at 1:30 in the morning that no first responders could be deployed to the Villa Capri. And so there were no fire trucks, no ambulances, no police cars. And there were four women on duty that night, which was fine. It was a normal evening there. And there was three others that were called in that were able to get to the site, because keep in mind, the whole place was barricaded once the fire came up Fountain Grove. And then a handful of family members, and everyone has always said that it's that group, a combined group of family members and Oakmont employees, that saved all those people. And they're the ones that did it. And I say there's a story there, and no one is looking at that part of the story, is how did all of these people get rescued? And so that's all I'm saying is, you know, we tend to always want to point blame, but who were the people that were heroes here?
Well, we've seen notice of that on several different fronts, and certainly Santa Rosa Police Department, we have seen video of them going in and of the Santa Rosa City bus drivers who actually transported so many of those people that SRPD couldn't fit into their patrol cars. We need to point out, according to the Press Democrat, Doug, that you have business ties to the founder and owner of Oakmont Living, too.
That has nothing to do with it. I have no business ties that have anything to do with Oakmont Senior Living. And incidentally, I think what's happening is a lot of people are confusing next door to the Villa Capri. The Villa Capri is the building that burned down. It's the one
Yes.
I'm talking about, the one my mother lived in. Next door to it is Verena, which is a much larger facility.
Yes.
With, I think, a couple hundred or maybe even more people in it. It is Verena that the first responders went to, and quite a bit later than the incident started at Villa Capri.
Villa
Capri was rescued by literally a handful of people.
How do you explain the route that state investigators have taken and the beginning the process of pulling the licenses of those care homes?
Well, the state investigators did find some variances in the regulations, and that will be gone over in this process. what's happened is they've issued a number of what they call accusations. And that's what they are. They're accusations. They're not proof. They're not final decisions. And just like a trial, each one of those will be gone through and a decision will be made as to whether they hold up or not. And then a decision will be made as to whether the licenses are pulled or people's jobs are endangered. And I'm not getting in the middle of that. I'm just saying that, you know, we've spent so much time blaming everyone that no one seems to look at the story of how is it that all these people ended up that very morning in safety. They all had breakfast. They were brought clothes to wear. Within minutes, their medications were filled by local pharmacies. Local stores opened up their doors to give them clothes. I mean, I'm just saying that, come on now, you know, no one was harmed in this entire incident where we had this inferno that burned down the entire building. So there's a story there, too. That's
well,
all I'm saying.
I would agree with you that it would be difficult to find any location in Sonoma County that night who acted perfectly during that ungodly firestorm. I would agree with you there. Obviously, training or lack of same is an issue in the facilities of Oakmont Senior Living, as it was in several other areas, too. But I guess we will see. And I understand, too, if you have that personal experience of having your mom at one of these facilities, then certainly that experience and those relationships are valid. But I don't think one necessarily precludes the other in terms of their responsibility that night.
Well, all I know is that I interviewed people and I made a point of trying to find out for myself what the facts are. And frankly, I find the facts I came up with are different than the ones that have been publicly discussed. And a lot of the people that had a role in this, by the way, were afraid to come forward and talk because there was a lawsuit and they were all instructed by their lawyers not to say a word. And I think that's one of the reasons that the other side of this story has never come out. And maybe it will in the process now that the state is going through. And I'm not getting involved in that at all. I mean, that's for other people. But I am saying that people should realize that this story is not one-sided.
Few stories are. Well, Doug,
yes,
I appreciate I appreciate you calling in this morning. I appreciate your particular take on this story. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, that is Doug Bosco, former congressman for the North Bay, and talking about his experience. Doug also wrote a testimonial about the company that is on their website, the Oakmont Senior Living website, that is. And, of course, a lot of families of the people who were trapped there during the firestorm have a very different opinion about it than Doug does.